Welcome back. It's still Let's Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. Apologies, it was not story of my life. It was actually Counting Stars by One Republic. I think I made a mistake in that department. When it started playing, I was like, ooh, that's not good. Well, we will try to play story of my life eventually. For those who noticed, apologies. For those who did not, the correction needs to be made. All right. So it's time to have conversations that matter. It's a Friday, so the conversations are not as serious as regular weekdays. But if you think about it, almost the entirety of Let's Talk really has, I want to say a lack of seriousness, but that would make me look bad. But we try to let our hair down. That's if you have hair, and if you don't, well, we take it a bit easy. My conversation for this hour, because as you can tell, the incumbent traditional prime minister will join me shortly, is a conversation I believe I've had before, but it's time again. It's like when you renew your subscription for whatever service. If you have cable subscription running, you want to watch football games on the weekend, it usually is renewed monthly. So when you have subscribed and spent 4 weeks, there is a reminder that soon and very soon you will lose access unless you recharge. It also happens with streaming services. I'm a big fan of streaming, both movies, video, documentaries, and music streaming. So I have all kinds of charges taken away from my account because now we have come to a place where, you know, that's where the world is moving. Everything is on demand. It's music on demand. It's movies on demand. And in my case, it's documentaries on demand. So my subscription for streaming services, that's one place you would always get me. What does the people subscribe for? Your power bill. You know, if you walk into a compound, people don't say this, but they think it. I promise you, they think it. And when I say it, you will know that you have thought it. You grade the tenants based on the color on their prepaid meter. Right? I know it's crazy. I know it's subtle. And I know I might get flack for this. But stay with me. If a person's meter is always green, you're like, this one, that big man. This person is way up there. If it's yellow, you're like, it's on the way. But the one that is always red, emphasis on always, you're like, this one's just trying. Right? So that's a subscription that you have to renew. Because if you run out of units, you run out of credit, you'll be denied access. So my conversation is renewing a subscription because I know I've had this conversation before. And I had it at the time when I wanted to do exactly what I'm about to do now. So I need fresh perspective. And if you think about this, this might actually be me using you. But allow yourself to be used because it's for a good cause. I remember there was a teacher in my school who was reprimanded by the school authority because there were reports, multiple reports by students, that she was using students to do her house chores. So she was the home economics teacher. And, you know, sometimes for senior secondary, they double as a food and nutrition teacher. So when students go to her place of residence, it was a boarding school, so they had an apartment in school, staff quarters. She would use them to do her laundry, clean her house, and do some cooking. And if anyone asks, it's like, oh, it's just food and nutrition practical. Oh, they're just doing this. And students used to complain. You know, it's talk that leads to talk. People talk among themselves. Oh, I don't want to go to the auntie's house. Or I don't even want to go in that direction because she will very likely do this and do that. And before you know, the management got wind of it. And just like Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby, lots of witnesses were coming forward to testify. Oh, yes, I've been abused as well. Oh, they used me. They finished me. Yes, indeed. My mental health is remaining one bar. If this one bar come out, now Chris. And it was confirmed that, yes, indeed, she actually did abuse power, mismanage authority, and students away from class time were in her house doing what she claimed to be practical. So of course she was reprimanded. I don't know if it was, I can't remember what happened then. So she was using the students to achieve her personal goal. Now, that is abuse of power. I'm about to do the same thing on radio, but believe me, mine does not present as abuse of power. Because when last I looked, we're friends, right? So I'm asking nicely. Now, what do I want you to do for me? It's very simple. I'm not going to say when, but it's happening soon. I'm going to visit my parents. And I need ideas of what to get for them. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not out here making noise that I want to go and spend anyhow. Nope, that's not the point. So let's establish a background. A research has been done. And believe me, there was an actual research, even though this might seem like an unnecessary and unfortunate reason for anybody to do a research. That most times when kids... No, let me remove the word kids. I'm not a kid. When people visit their parents, they buy more things for their mom than they do for their dad. And it was something that seemed like it was unnoticed. And the people really started to ask, but what exactly do you buy for your dad? And lots of people say, well, it really does seem like there isn't an official list. So think about it. Most times people get fabric for their mom. They buy foodstuff. It's for the house, but the mom claims it. The mom gets money. She gets a lot of things. But when it comes to the dad, it's drink or walking stick. There's usually a list of suffering gifts that fathers get. I know in their own very manly way, they are so appreciative. But many times you realize that a large chunk of gifts are reserved for mother. And it's not like these people are wicked or mean. But they, like me, don't know what to get. They, like me, would also say, my papa self, waiting in like self. If you buy this one, you go say they do too much. A lot of people claim their fathers are like that. And I'm like, did our fathers all go to the same schools? Why is it usually a bit difficult to get something for a man? One, a man would appreciate almost anything you give him. But sometimes we ride on that to almost not give him anything. But think about it. Every time you're going back home, regardless of where your parents are living, in the village or the city, getting things for your mom, it comes naturally. I remember when I left home many years ago. Not the official living home, but I was away from home for a while. I was in a space where I was doing work, and there was this lady who was making beads. She was doing wonderful things with the beads she made. She was so big at that time that she was exporting beads. Her designs were so beautiful that she had a few clients outside Nigeria. You know, she was gifted with it. The colors, the combination. There are some beads people wear and you actually think it's diamonds. I don't know how she does it. So she was good with it. And immediately I saw her. The first thing that came to mind is, I need to get that for my mom by default. Now I understand. These are bracelets. These are neck pieces. Buying that for a father, you no go to enter. You know, you get a CB. I love bracelets myself, so I don't mind. I'm guessing I'm an unconventional father. But the fact that my mom immediately came to mind, and it took a while before I thought in the direction of my dad, it tells you that might be the singular most pressing problem of the country, the neglect of the Nigerian father. That's why we are where we are. That's why there's corruption, inadequate power supply, we don't have clean water, our elections are, I'll leave it there, complete the sentence. You know, everything is not working because we don't treat our fathers well. Now, I've not been able to create the link, but I'm sure that the same people who did the research will find a way to say, if we can treat our fathers better by virtue of getting them appropriate gifts and thinking of them in the order first, maybe, just maybe, this country will be better. Let's even generalize it. How many songs have been dedicated to fathers? And this is not a competition. Just a handful. The most popular, of course, would be Luther Vandross's Dance With My Father. How many songs have been dedicated to mother? Ah, sweet mother, mama. Every music artist feels the need to sing for their mother. My mother prayer kept me as if their fathers don't pray. I don't understand what they think Nigerian fathers are. Your mother's prayer kept you. What did your father do? Was he speaking in tongues or doing worship while she was praying? So I want us to help me. Think of me as that home economics teacher, but in my case, I'm not abusing anybody. What gift should I get? Finally, before I open the phone lines, I remember a few years ago. This might seem mean, but we actually deliberately did this. So my wife and I traveled to the village. Our parents were going to be there. And there was something I got for my dad. A bathrobe, actually. There's no need to code it, you know. Bathrobe, the one that all these big men wear in hotel when they're coming out of bathroom. I say, baby, touch my stomach. I don't know why sugar daddies always like being in that. Yeah, so there was a very nice bathrobe. It was really beautiful. So we got it for my dad. And we deliberately refused to buy anything for my mom. I'm not even joking. It was an experiment. She eventually got something, but the point was we needed to celebrate Chairman. And our experiment was, let's see how mommy reacts to this. And so we got to my dad's house in the village. Of course, they were there before. So when we reached, oh, how's everybody? How's this one? That time now, we be two. We never become three. So the normal, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, after everything, I signaled her. She brought it. I was like, oh, dad, I just saw this. And I said, I should give you. It's really, say, oh. And you know, the way fathers appreciate, it's beautiful. And we were both looking at my mom's face. And she was waiting for us to finish. I said, mommy, this one is for you. Ta, who's I? Nothing. Movie has ended. Credits are rolling. And she lost it. You know, the reason why I like my mom is because she's vocal on the spot. She does. She knows you carry on for mine. Ah, what's going on? Where's my? I say, no, sorry. It's only one. No. Well, you don't be. Say you don't be. So, what is an ideal gift to buy for a father? I know that many of the answers will come along the lines of, it depends on what he likes. But there are some general things that men would like. So first of all, let's remove walking stick and drink. Just take that away. I don't think those are gifts. Let's also remove, what else? Any consumable, schnapp, like anything that goes inside the body. Say, the girls will be, leave the girls for now. Let's focus on the man, right? It's not Father's Day. I don't think it's. I don't even know when the next Father's Day is. I usually get alerted by social media. But what's a great gift to buy for your dad? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. This might be a reason to remember your dad. 0817-923-0007. And 0817-923-0009. Let me, just because I can, look for songs dedicated to fathers. See, still Luther Vandross. Dance with My Father. You know, they passed that song. I have that here. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Francis, calling from Port Harcourt.
Francis, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. So...
yeah, the best gift I will buy my dad. Yeah, I was asking to buy me Sienna Jeep. I think I'll go for that.
What? I heard juice. Hell, Francis, call back. Oh. What? Didn't... if anybody heard what you said, please. Now, juice me, I hear. The man we're drinking, we drink juice fire. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm calling from Bori.
What's your name?
Nathan, calling from Bori.
What's your name?
My name is Nathan.
Okay, Nathan, how you doing?
I'm fine. Right. The topic you brought up this morning is kind of memorious to me because we are talking about our fathers.
Yes, sir.
But we have this type of father.
Okay.
Personally, mine chased away my first wife. I didn't understand spiritually. Second wife with two kids. Presently, my father has chased away my wife with my two kids.
Wait, hold on.
How do you expect me to think?
Hold on. Hello, can you hear me?
I'm with you. I'm hearing you clearly.
He chased away your first wife.
Yeah, spiritually, and I did not believe it. And she told me that this is what your father is doing to me, and I refused to listen to her because I thought my father was just somebody that is not spiritual.
You see,
spiritually, it's not selfish.
The problem now is the carriers go where we don't know. So, what do you mean spiritually?
Yes.
What? How?
My point. Let me give you my point.
No. Before the point, tell me the story. You can't start like this, and now you want to give me point. Leave the point. Tell me the story. How did he chase her spiritually?
Okay. My first wife, we were staying together in the house.
Okay.
In a family house, and then one night she woke up and told me my father slept with her spiritually.
Ha.
Being who I am, I thought she was just thinking about herself or maybe something that is not right. And then months after, she called me on the phone and told me that she's not coming back to my house. That my father has been disturbing her spiritually.
Yeah.
That ended a 5-year relationship. After 5 years, I was able to secure another relationship, which the first month of the lady in my house told me that my father is a winch.
Hey, my brother, wait. Are you living?
Then,
are you living?
I refused.
Okay.
To give in to that thinking.
Sorry.
I forgot about the first lady.
Okay.
She gave back to the first child and the second child.
Okay.
After every day, I came home, saw her with my father quarreling like two women in the house. And I stayed in my family house because my father and mom cannot cater for themselves. So I have to assist them financially, being the only son. She left and called me on the phone again and told me that your father is a winch. And you refuse to believe it. And because you refuse to believe it, you will always be where you are.
Okay. My brother, wait, please. You have dropped a lot. Let me ask a question as we go. First of all, do you live in your father's house?
Yes.
That's the problem.
That's my mistake.
That is the problem.
And my reason? Yes. And my reason for staying there was not because I was only trying to consider the fact that my mom and dad is not working. That I don't have to separate myself and my wife, that the financial expenses will be much on me, being their only child.
My brother, I understand the reason you're explaining, but it doesn't excuse, it's not heavy enough. You see, because many times, some of these witches and wizards, they cannot travel. So if you leave your village and go to the city, I have a strong feeling that your father's principalities and powers might not be able to cross border. Sometimes some things work in a particular territory. And I'm not trying to be funny now. I'm serious about you should have left home when you got a wife.
But my first wife with me, we're not home. And I thought that what God had to leave me was the exposure to the city. So I decided that I would stay home with my second wife.
Wow.
You see, so where did I make the mistake? The story is so complicated.
Okay, so based on your story, obviously your father is not getting a gift. But have you approached your father about it? Have you confronted him? Have you spoken to him?
Yes. I was told to go and give him some message after my second wife left.
Okay.
They told me to ask him that. What are we going to do about the relationship of your only child that the wives are leaving? And my father practically told me that before those people, there was a home that he built. That there will always be this home.
Huh.
That was a response from a dad who's supposed to love his grandchildren.
Well, it's clear that you have been excused from this topic. Let's work on fixing your family issues first before we start buying gifts. So... I mean, what would you have me say? Thank you for... Wow. You see, many times, thanks to age, experience, and whatever you think you know, you think you have seen it all and heard it all. And somebody comes from nowhere and blows your mind. Like, how do you reconcile this? His wives are claiming, first one says the dad slept with her spiritually. I'm going to ask questions. See, I'm a very inquisitive person, and that's away from even being a broadcaster. Just, there are some things I hear, and I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. What do you mean, slept with your spirit? Like, you kind of have to explain to great detail. In fact, how do you know how to sleep with someone spiritually? And I'm not invalidating what they are saying, but I need to understand, because that statement doesn't make sense to me. But since two women have complained about the same man, you kind of have to take it seriously, because I doubt that they came to this world, you know, to speak against him. My brother, thank you for sharing your story. And I hope that you handle it physically, spiritually. Of course, you do need to leave that house, regardless of whether or not your father is a principality. But let's get back to the focus. Getting gifts for our fathers. Talk to me. It's important. I want to talk to you. Sam, why did you not play the One Direction song again? My heart skipped a beat when you mentioned that song. I grew up listening to One Direction. Really? You grew up? One Direction, they're not that old. Yeah, maybe a 10-year group. They didn't start. My brother, wait first. Let me Google One Direction. I know when the band was formed. You grew up. Wow. That's very serious. You have to pardon me, as you can hear the keystrokes in the background. That's me trying to get on Google. One Direction, pop band. English-Irish pop boy band formed in London in 2010. My brother, that's... Okay, don't taste more. 13 years ago. Okay, yes, you can grow up listening to them. 13 years is not 13 days. So they formed in 2010. So if you remove 13 years from your life, how many will remain? You are excused. You are allowed to grow up with them. Continue growing. Sam, just so senator and give your father. He will pour generational blessing on you, my brother. That's my own. Simply goodness. Thank you very much. Such attempts have been made in the past. I guess they will be replicated. Let me call it generational blessing, because with the stories we are hearing these days, with the stories we are hearing, I can't tell. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Tina. I'm calling from Ajib.
Tina?
Yes.
Wow.
Tina.
I can't remember the last time I heard that Tina. That's an old name. I don't know when last I heard of it, Tina.
Justina.
It's Tina. Forget that thing. If Augustina, Justina, it's still Tina. You see that, Tina? That's what you are. How you doing, Tina?
I'm fine. This is my first time. I'm a first caller.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us, Tina.
You're welcome.
So talk to me.
Okay. My dad, expensive perfume.
That's a good one.
Yes, he loves perfume a lot.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to, how do I say it? There's no way of saying this without sounding one kind. But, there's one perfume they call Aboki perfume. That one, if you pour it.
No.
heaven and earth shall pass away. That perfume, no, they come out. Is that the type we're talking
about? My dad doesn't do any Aboki perfume.
My sister.
He wears expensive perfume.
You are underrating. You are underrating Aboki perfume. You are saying expensive.
If you get him an Aboki perfume, he won't accept it.
He doesn't have to know.
That's the kind of person that he is.
You understand? He doesn't have to know.
You will know. Because I'm just telling you that if you want to win my dad's heart, get him an expensive perfume.
So you must spend money. Which kind of what? That man doesn't think
because he's the best dad in the whole world.
No, I'm not.
Hold on.
You see, the problem, Tina, is you have carried this thing and enter where we did not tell you to go. We did not say you don't love him. You understand? We're not saying you don't love him. But designer perfumes are usually on the expensive side. So, Daddy, this Aboki perfume. This thing they last. And again, I'm sorry, I'm calling it Aboki perfume, but that's the best way to understand. It they last. You understand? They smell one kind. Don't be underrating. See, that thing can last more than your relationship. Okay, well, no problem. So, perfumes. Thank you very much,
yes,
Tina.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So that works.
All right.
Fragrance. A bokeh or designer. Oh, not perfume. daddy, you go hear him. Igeshi, that is, it will smell. So perfume, someone has said senator. What else? Let's keep it moving. Back to WhatsApp. As for me, I will get my dad a nice pair of shoes and also present him with money in an envelope. That's it for me. That's good. With shoes, I get that's my chairman day. I might not wear those shoes that frequently. Okay. Well, money in an envelope, that's basic. You know, it always happens for most people. But sometimes you need a physical gift. You'd like the presentation, you know, and all the things that go with it. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. And 0817-923-0009. So if you're looking for all songs dedicated to fathers, and I just typed in the word father, I see some songs here. Some I know, some I don't. There's Luther Vandross's Dance With My Father. As you can tell, that's an all-time favorite. I see Like My Father by Jax. I don't even know who that is or what that is. I'm hoping I don't play it now and I'm hearing rubbish. There's Holy Father by, what's that boy's name? Victoni. That's not a song dedicated to father, but we might squeeze it in. Hello?
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Queenette. I'm calling from Transamadi.
Queenette, how are you doing?
I'm fine, are you?
I'm wonderful. So your name is Queen, and for some reason, you guys decided to add net.
I think so.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Go ahead.
Okay. Personally, I love my father more than my mom to start with.
Wow. Hold on. Why?
I rapport more well with him because, one, my mom is that loud type. But my dad is this good dad one. You can have all plans with him. Nobody would know. But my mom, don't speak it. The whole village has don't know.
Does your mom listen to radio?
Of course, she's sleeping.
Okay. If she mistakenly hear this thing you just said now, don't you think that's the first step to your disowning?
Of course, she knows me. I tell it to her face.
Ah!
Before I have to even tell her, I have to warn her. See, this thing, I don't want to hear from anybody. But my dad, you don't have to start getting that fear that it's going to be blow up gift or something. So me, in terms of gifting, I do it equally.
Okay.
He won't start with, I give him more.
Okay. So what's...
And my dad is... He's the kind of guy, man.
Okay.
Then you get him shoe.
Uh-huh.
From leg up. He likes hat. He likes from leg and his head. That one is... Then you get him a wristwatch.
Ah.
In fact, you blow him off.
That's wonderful. But you know, wristwatches have level.
At least for my own level, he appreciates it.
Okay. That's good, You want him to look sharp. Yeah?
Yes.
He should not look too sharp because your mom is still there. Let it not be that you are the one that will not cause problem. All these girls will not be looking at your father. They will not say, where did you get that shoe and watch that is making this girl look at you? They say, it's our daughter. That's how you have caused problem in the family. Queenette. Are you there? Oh, she's not. All right, thank you very much. Okay, so I've typed daddy, and I'm seeing lots of daddies here. There's Bob Daddy by Fouse. That's definitely not dedicated to anybody's father. Daddy Lessons by Beyonce. Yes, that's a good one. Literally talks about her own dad. My Daddy. This My Daddy doesn't sound safe. Oh. They're like something dedicated to somebody's sugar daddy. I don't trust daddy with a pamper. Moses Bliss. Okay, that's our heavenly daddy. Let's leave that one. We're talking of the earthly one. For daddy, Mayoku, and no send your daddy. Ha! We're trying to hail daddy. This one is in, so this and no send your daddy. What exactly is that? Hold on.
Be very honest. I no send your daddy.
Ah. No, please, oh. Hey, daddy, you can lie, yo. Oh, these are sound effects. Oh, okay. Nice.
Hey, daddy, you can lie, yo.
I'm loving this. There's a lot connected to daddy. Anyways, I'll take more calls and play the daddy dedicated songs. Hello?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
John.
John, how you doing?
I'm good.
John, do you know that your name is one of the most common names from the Bible?
Of course. Very okay. Powerful name.
Hold on. I said common. I didn't say powerful. You reach your tongue, you add powerful. The number of Johns, the number of Johns we have in this world, they are too much. But go ahead, John.
you know, when you come from a polygamous family.
Oh, John, I've entered the chat. Uh-huh.
Your mom is your semi-god.
Yes, sir.
Because she's the one that told you that when your dad is unavailably absent, your mom is always there to make sure that you eat and to make sure that baby will be able to compete with your step one. So in that kind of setting, you always see that the children who believe that their mom is their God, they tend to love and focus more in that to by then when it is actually different.
Okay.
But on the contrary, other...
Hello? Hello, John, hold on. Sorry, I didn't hear what you just said. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I say, although I'm not from a polygamous home, but I'm speaking from an experience of a neighbor.
So all this thing you are saying is not even your own experience. Can you imagine?
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay.
It's not. Yeah, I have friends. I know how their family settings, how they train.
Okay. All right. So, if you were to get your dad a gift, what would that gift be? John. Oh, John the Baptist, John the Beloved, is gone. Oh, John. All right, so let's give ourselves to the music. I'm going to play in no particular order Beyonce's Daddy Lessons and play a song that has nothing to do with an actual father, but because he has father, Holy Father. So stay with me. When I return, we talk some more.
You spend a lot of your hard-earned money to purchase the things in your house and at your business centers. And thus, you must do what you can to protect and maintain them. Accidents can and do happen. So we at 92.39 Nigeria Info would like to encourage you to take the following steps to prevent a fire outbreak. First, install a fire alarm. Ask your electrician about fire alarms, as some can be affordable. Educate children around you. Take time to explain the dangers of fire and teach them the safety protocols and numbers to call in case of emergencies. Be wary of electrical appliances. They may make our lives easier, but they can be dangerous when they become faulty. Ensure a professional repairs or helps with the installation of home appliances. Do not make illegal power connections. Exercise caution when cooking. As you prepare your food, please stay close by. Resist the urge to take a nap or do other things whilst cooking. Also, ensure flammable substances are not close to your burner. Do not store fuel or diesel at home. Many fires have started because of petroleum products being stored in the homes of many Nigerians. Get a fire extinguisher. A fire extinguisher will go a long way to either reduce the spread or stop a fire if caught early. Keep fire-causing tools and items safe in storage. And finally, regular training, reminders, and updates to both family and staff members will keep individuals alert to safety protocols. Know the emergency numbers to call.
And now, let's talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. It's still Let's Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. This just happens to be, thanks to the passing of time, the first Friday in the month of May for 2023. Yes, indeed it is. So I've been talking about the ideal gifts for a father. your father. And some people have made wonderful recommendations. I've had fragrance, I've had shoes, I've had clothes as well. Senator, specifically, is what the person wrote, and I'm looking to get some more. Lots of messages on WhatsApp. I still have a few daddy-dedicated songs. As I said, top on the list, Dance With My Father, Luther Vandross. That's all time. All time. Okay, so let's see. The next comment says, good evening, Sam. My father slept with her spiritually. Okay, he's quoting the other caller. Now, wow, Abu Karibo says, well, that is his story. Call back if you can. 0817923002. Hi, presenter. Hi, listener. The topic tonight is quite interesting. For me, you either buy your father a car. My brother, what is your plan? Let me finish the message first to even see where you're going. Or you give him cash to buy what he wants for himself. Since the excuse is that we don't know what to buy for the man. Availability of cash will give men happiness, joy, and longevity of life. True, Ken. The giving cash, it does. But sometimes you want to go beyond giving cash. The word beyond should tell you, right? You want to present something physical. It's like how they say salt cannot replace anything in food or something like that. So, yeah. Hello? Oh my. Call back if you can. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Please turn off your radio as you call me. Good evening.
Good evening, Sam. How
good evening.
Are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
What's
my
your name?
Name is Cheesy.
Cheesy.
Yeah.
Your name is Chizaram, so you go by Cheesy.
Yes.
So basically what you say is, my name is Chizaram, but my friends call me Cheesy.
I think Cheesy is for short. That's
but
what I see.
But,
for short.
But that's how you have introduced yourself like that before, Abi, but my friends call me Cheesy.
I just introduced myself as Cheesy. If you didn't ask the full name, I'll say, okay, Chizaram.
Okay. There's no problem. Let's work with your full name. That's what your parents gave you. So Chizaram, talk to me.
Okay, so I really appreciate those who celebrate their fathers and buy gifts for their fathers.
All right.
If I were to know my dad, I would definitely get him perfumes, expensive perfumes, not the Apoki perfume.
Wow.
And wristwatches, you know.
That's racist.
Okay.
She's there.
So when you say if you know, that means you don't know your dad?
No, I don't know. I don't know him.
Never met him or he never met you?
I've never met him. He has never met me. He's never met each other.
Is he alive?
How would I don't know.
You kind of have to have a story. Like if he's not in the picture, there's a reason behind his absence. Like, you don't know?
I can remember back then I asked my mom and she said she really did not want to talk about it.
So oh.
I have, since then I've never asked her and I'm living like that and I really did not even want to meet him again.
Okay. Okay, well.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's a lot to unpack and I'm hoping you get to the point where you want to know because you deserve to know. So eventually, I hope that you discover the truth and the truth does set you free.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Cheesy, aka Chizaram. All right, back to WhatsApp. So you see, the thing is, I like to introduce Anok Parunku myself, but he has inserted himself into the conversation. What will I do with my incumbent traditional prime minister intro? What happens
nothing.
To it?
Just do nothing.
Eh? Well, I know they hear word. So we are still going to. Where is that? Oh, now I'm looking for it. All right. We'll get back. Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, how you doing?
I'm I'm very fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Talk to me.
Hi to everyone. Okay, for my dad, let me say, most of the time he prefers drinks.
Ha!
Yeah. So. But if you want to surprise him, a wristwatch, and maybe a beautiful gold chain, that does the magic every time.
Your father is a happening guy, you.
Very happening guy. No dull moment to think.
That's very nice. That's very nice. And have you been blessed and positioned to make him feel good?
Not as much as I want.
Okay.
But in my little way, I'm trying.
All right. That's wonderful. All right. Thank you very much. I'm glad that you're trying. We all should try. And of course, try harder. I know what to get for my mom. Stockfish, cod, those long ones plus the head. Smoked fish, nicely smoked fish. Clothes, fabric, she's not someone who loves jewelry. Snail, those big ones, and enough money, very enough money. But my dad, I have some idea, and I have no idea. That man self, Pi Flame, says, you and everyone else. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name?
My name is David.
David.
Calling from Port Harcourt.
You paused for a bit. Were you guessing your own name?
Sir?
Okay, David from Port Harcourt. Talk to me.
Yes, I love my dad.
Wow. Breaking news.
I love my dad and I wish he's still alive.
Okay.
I would have helped him buy a good thing, maybe, and for just ask like things that he like.
Okay.
I buy for him. But he's not alive. So I miss him and he was a good dad to me.
Alright, I'm happy to hear that. So when he was alive, what would he have loved?
I didn't know that time because I was small.
Oh. So that means you still can't tell now. Okay. Well, thank you very much, David. I love that there are people who miss their dads. That's for those whose fathers are absent from their lives for whatever reason. And those who are still available, they're making the most of their moments. Right? It's nice to hear these stories. Hello, good evening. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Yeah,
you're
welcome.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name? What's your name?
Brian Lixon.
All right, go ahead.
Sam, seriously, you know, I don't know. I think one of the big problem about we having gifts for others is that I seriously don't think majority of people, I don't think the majority of the people have the feelings of the of having a dad. Probably people like there are some group, a majority group of certain people who their dad is still alive, but and probably their dad is not responsible enough for them to have the feelings of having a dad. Probably only few have the feelings that, hey, I wish my dad is alive, and some whom their dad have cared and showed them love enough. She sincerely wants to do everything to show that they love their dad. For people like us, not that our dad is not alive, for them, probably it shows no difference between having a dead father and having a living father. For people like us. So for me, if you ask me what do you look back to your father, I would like put myself in your shoe. That is, what if my father is responsible enough? What would I have given, or what would I have given him as a gift? But then number one, he's not staying with me. Me and him, in fact, sometimes I see him and I just call him dad. Even for me to call him dad is even a problem, you know. So I don't know. You've already gotten advice from people that some say you should buy your father. He saw him a senator, and the perfume, but then you realize that people that are giving you this advice are ladies. You know, I also see that ladies like giving their father perfume, but then you can see that no expensive gift for father, because for even no matter how expensive the perfume would be, I don't think it will be compared to what gifts the mother has been receiving. You want to show senator, no matter how expensive the material is, I don't think it will be compared to maybe what the gifts the mother has been receiving. But then the good thing is just that no matter how small it is, the fathers, they know how to appreciate. You don't give them the appreciate, you give them the also appreciate.
Yeah, true. Do you have kids? Do you have children?
No, I'm still a young boy. I'm just 24 years.
Ah, my brother, you're old enough to have children in some parts of...
Okay. No,
so when you eventually get married and have kids, what do you want to do differently with your kids that your dad couldn't do with you?
Man, everything my dad has not been able to do.
Do you have a good memory of your dad? Is there at least one thing that he did that you remember? You know, one bad memory?
Nothing.
Is it that your dad was not in your life, or he was there, but he wasn't?
There's no difference between when my dad is in my life and not one, and when he's not in my life.
My brother, I sympathize with you. And I hope that you get the healing that you deserve, because you actually do need to heal. I'm sorry you feel that.
I pray that I will actually heal, but then I just feel I already get. I grew up, I don't live with my mother. In fact, the mother's vibe is not the only thing I'm having a little feelings or little love of having a parental guide within me. It's because the people I live with are my grandparents. That is my mother's parents.
Yeah.
So from the first day my mother gave birth to me, I grew up with my grandparents, and up to this stage I left the village. My grandparents are the ones taking care of me, and just that I do go to visit my mother in her family home, and that's why I just have the feelings of having a mother around. If not, I don't think I have that parental love enough for me to say I have feelings for my mother or I have feelings for my dad.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. And
thank you very much.
I'm certain that with your own shot at being a dad, you play better cards. Hello? Okay, WhatsApp messages need to be cleared. Davido featuring Reminisce, Daddy Me. Hi Sam, have you noticed that ladies are calling in more since you're talking about their fathers? Yes, we've had a healthy input from women. Sam, good evening. My name is Gift Inyang. I don't know where our fathers got it wrong. They are always blessed with gifts like hot drinks, tobacco, etc. For me, I'll bless my dad with shoes and clothes. That's wonderful. Camila Cabello, First Man, Count On Me, Bruno Mars, Dolly Parton, Dad, Come And Get Me. Okay, that's music recommendations. Interesting. This is Teddy from Ajip. The guy that called that his line cut off said he will buy his father a Sienna Jeep, not juice. Oh, yes. Oh, really? That's what he said? Okay, Sienna. Interesting. That's a very daddy/family car. As for me, I would get my dad a very nice pair of shoes and present him with money in an envelope. That's it for me. Thank you. Thank you very much. This one also says, dance with my father, Luther Vandross. Somebody says, is that the voice of Anuk Parunko I'm hearing in the background? My brother, flesh and blood. Flesh and blood did not reveal it to you. I'll introduce him shortly after I cue his intro. The one he deserves. Good evening. I will buy my father the whole world. I'll be coming down if I can. That's good. That's a good way to land. There's no gift too special for my father. Kalu from Woji says, thank you very much, Kalu. Good evening. Call back if you can. 0817923-0002. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Prince.
Prince, how are you doing?
I'm cool.
So, if you're Prince, that means your father is the king.
My father not the king, bro. My father is not the king.
Uh-uh. You should have just played along now. You actually, you just, okay, fine. Prince, talk to me.
My father died last year.
Oh, my.
But naturally, that's supposed to come to happen.
Sorry about that.
No issue.
So, did you
have... Me and my father are not close, by the way, so I'm not feeling it anyway.
What happened?
It's not... We are 7 in number, and our family, our children, and gave birth to, but they are not taking care of all of us. So all of us, they are just leaving me.
7 kids from one mom?
Different mom.
How many wives did he marry?
So there's only one he married, no married the other one.
Okay. What's your mom's position?
My position? My mom, I'm the second born, the second boy in my father's side.
Yeah, your mom, is she the wife or one of the other women?
No, she's not the other woman.
Okay. And all through his life, there was no opportunity to connect with him?
The connection is not working. The connection is not working. That is the truth.
I'm sorry, I just laughed because the way you said it was funny, but I'm not supposed to laugh. What do you mean the connection is not working? What do you mean the connection is not working, my brother?
I use transformer, it's not working. I use electric wire, no one is working now. What do you want me to do?
Okay, so who was putting in the effort? Were you trying to get close, or was he trying to get close and you were pushing him away?
I tried to make it close, but it's not working. But I can't kill myself.
Okay, so usually we call burials in Nigeria last respect. Did you pay his last respect as he died?
Yes, I did, but it was... But all of us in my family, we are there. There was a big problem that was giving me the respect.
Wow. Well?
That was quite an small issue.
At his burial? You guys should have at least... Not at the burial now.
The man is not doing very well. That's why we even doing like that.
Okay, so the two things that would have happened, you have the fight before the burial or after the burial, not on the day now. That's my brother. That day now, it's... I want to explain him again.
There's not small fight, too. But thank God, they will separate the leaders.
Finally, before I let you go, was he a rich man?
No.
Wow. Well, do you have your own kids?
No. I've not done that.
Okay, but you're going to get married eventually and have kids?
Yeah.
So hopefully you will do better by your kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Bye.
Ano parunko? Am I the only one thinking along the lines of speaking, having conversations around dysfunctional daddy relationships?
I was thinking importance of a father figure.
Wow.
So just listening to your conversation, that was what I was thinking.
What we have established from as many people as have called is polygamy is problematic. Mm-hmm. I've not heard one person that say, we come from a peaceful polygamous home. So that one, man, it's crazy.
So kudos to Solomon and how he pulled that off.
Nobody says... don't start. We have not started our conversation. Nobody says that there was no Gidibo in the palace. It's just that he was very wise. So I'm sure it would have been minimized to the barest minimum.
It depends now.
But how do you have all that wisdom and then do... what unwise people are accused of?
You think that the wisdom didn't trickle down to the experience of the family? Obviously it did.
No, I'm just saying...
I know someone who has 6 wives.
Wives?
Yeah.
All married.
He's a young man. Probably in his mid-50s.
A man has who has wives. A lot of wives.
And plenty concubines.
He's not a man we call wise. Lyrical miracle. That was not the plan, but he entered. Twitter, where are you? So a man who has a lot of wives is not a man we call wise. So if Solomon pulled off 1,000 and had all that wisdom, you want to ask questions?
For this dude I'm talking about, all the wives are comfortable.
Comfort is not peace.
What are they fighting over, really?
He has money.
That's the thing. The bone of contention would be his presence. Right?
Yeah, usually. Attention, presence.
That's what it is. But women have innovated from wanting you to be around. They now have other motivations besides you being in that home. Especially when you've made them really comfortable.
Well.
So everybody owns an estate. There is no, when I die, you come and drag. You already know what you own.
Okay.
So nobody is coming to drag anything. You already know from the onset what you own. You know your boundaries. So you don't have to go from Cecilia's home to Sandra's. Nobody, that's not the experience there. Nobody's dragging anything with you. What is yours is yours. That's his mantra. And he's working for them.
It was at this point I realized that Solomon was wise. Okay, well, if you put it like that. Okay. Thank you very much, Anuparunku. He will still be introduced properly. Believe me, he's still going to get that. Let's clear WhatsApp. Every time I say this, lots of messages pile up. So I'm not going to leave WhatsApp until I'm done. Then maybe I'll take another call. Good evening, Mr. Sam. For me, I'll help him pay some of his bills. So basically, you give him money. Unless you don't trust that he will pay with the money and say, Papa, who are you owing? Give me their names and account numbers. I say, my son, just give me. Papa, who are you owing? I don't trust you. Before you go and visit that place, they are drinking. Say, oh, my speaking. You don't understand it. And then just fighting. Okay. If you insist. My name is Dedon from Eleka Airport, Hackett. I'll buy my dad a Gulfstream jet. My brother in Christ, let me see your profile picture. You want to buy Gulfstream jet? Oh, it's the Don. Okay, you just put it together. Dead on. So you are a Don, my brother. Amen is what I would say to what you have sent. He deserves it. He definitely does. I buy my dad a Gulfstream jet to travel around the world. I love my dad. He's the best in the world. I like when people say that. Like they've had more than one dad to compare theirs with. The best. He's a great dad. He's a dad for you. But the best? That means you're comparing him. Hi, Sam. Since you're looking for songs to play for Father, please play Like My Father by Jax. Yes, I saw that. And I didn't even know what that was going to turn out to be. Since there's a request now. Yes, Jax Like My Father. So I'm going to... Hold on. Let me just hear what the first... I would like it. I don't need to hear it. You see that? I still take starts. Thank you, Nkechi. Jax is the man or woman. I don't know who that is. A few years ago, my father was attacked by assailants. My mother and I were almost raped, but my dad intervened. Even though those men had knives and guns, we almost lost him that day as he wrestled about four men. I love my father. When I eventually get the money, I'm definitely getting him a Benz Treasure. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Oh my, this is something. Do you know what it means going into a fight with the high probability that you will die? There's a very high chance that you will not make it out alive, but you go nonetheless.
That's a father right there.
That's a soldier. That is the courage they are talking about, where you know you very likely not make it out alive. Because if you know you win the fight, it's not courage.
Yeah, but that's the first call of a father, to provide security for your family.
Wow. Treasure, congratulations. That's a father. Please don't wait till you get Ben's money. There are things you can do at this level that will be just as loud. Final call before I let Anuparunku take over. 0817923-0002. 0817923-0003. Good evening.
Hello, good day.
Good evening. What's your name?
I'm Beauty.
Beauty, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Who gave you this name?
My mom.
Okay. Do you believe that you're beautiful?
Exactly, I do believe I'm beautiful.
Okay. What is your definition of beauty?
inside your heart.
So it's inner beauty.
And happiness.
Okay, so you're saying beauty is internal.
My own beauty, I define it internal, even though I'm facially beautiful.
Okay. So, but if you see another person and call them beautiful, what do they need to look like? What do they need to be or have for you to call a person beautiful?
The person that has to feel confident about herself.
Herself. I said person. You said herself. So you know, believe say man, feel they beautiful. Beauty, come and talk and be going, please. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're talking about father.
Yes, indeed.
Exactly. To me, I lost my father like 11 years ago.
Oh, my.
That's... Yes, but while he was alive, I remember my first gift I gave to him.
Mm.
And that was when he was broke.
Wow. How do you know he was broke?
When my dad is broke, he doesn't go out.
Come on! Okay, that's a good one. Okay. So you gave him money.
So at the time I was working, yes.
All right.
I was working up for him to see, but he was paying me.
Okay.
So when I observed that he was broke because he was literally at home all day, so I went to him and I gave him my first 100,000 naira that I saved.
Wow.
Yes. So he was surprised. I told him that I know he's broke and that's why he's not at home. Not like he doesn't stay at home, but I can understand.
Yeah.
If this money can go a long way for him, then thanks.
Oh my. Oh, network, not now. Hello, Beauty, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here.
Please go on. We couldn't hear you for a while.
Okay, so I went to his room and I told him that I knew he's broke. That's why he's now mostly at home. Not like he doesn't come home.
Yeah.
He stays at home, but he's was like all day home. So if this my 100,000 naira will go a long way for him, then I don't mind if he takes it.
Wonderful. How did he respond?
He was looking at me. He was shocked.
Oh, my. That's really beautiful.
So, I was like, let him just give like a gift.
Mm.
So, he pays me for what I do, and he provides for me. He provides for the house. But now that he's broke, I think maybe if it's okay for me to support him.
Mm. Okay, well, thank you.
He actually took the money.
Yes, he had to.
But
very important.
He gave me back.
Yes, and I know he would
after have. Why, but he did not give me 100 to say.
Okay. Well done, Beauty. We have to go. I have a break coming up. I remember something that someone told me. Stay with us.
And now, let's talk on 92.3. Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's still Let's Talk on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Great conversations happen here, you can tell by listening. Thanks to everyone who called. It has been mindshare, as Baron Cash likes to call it. I love that you've shared this part of your life with me, and I'm hoping that you're looking to make the most of your relationships. Now, Ash, when the lady who just called did and said her name was Beauty, and I was asking her about, you know, her standards and definitions of beauty and all of that, I remember a story, a joke actually, someone told me. It says, if you take a girl home to introduce to your family as your wife-to-be, and facially she's not all that, she no fine, but she has a wonderful body. When you get home, I say, Daddy, Mommy, see who I want to marry. Baby, stand up, let them see you.
Really?
When baby, turn around, let them see you.
Wow.
So when she said her name is Beauty, and I was asking her about Beauty, that joke came to mind.
So the shape compensates.
Yeah, for man. Daddy, forget what they see you. It's not that you get where she finds. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to play the song Jack's Like My Father. I have a strong feeling I'll love it, and I'm hoping you do as well. And when we return, the incumbent traditional prime minister we'll take the wheel. Please stay with us.